This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a pain-free Friday for Ralph's. Doling out minutes on the mahogany, waxing it up. 100, 200, a bad seed, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad at bad tape, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York City. Wah! And in Las Vegas at the D Casino.
Yeah.
Let me hear you. Let me feel you, Sin City. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion check it up should do bet. All my friend that come around, flat to party. Rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown. What a mess, this town's in tatter. My brains are splattered all over Manhattan. Should do be a shakehead. Are you with us tonight from Las Vegas? Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Carver High this evening.
Good to be back.
Carver High is in here tonight.
It's been a fun week. The final night. Let's party.
Our friends from CBS Sports Radio 1140 in Las Vegas are the reason that I'm here tonight. Tracy Teagarden, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, honest to God, can you give him some love for Christ's sakes? Over here in the PGA golf sweater, David Briggs and Stratton, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, that was pathetic, too. Give the guy some love. He's the reason I'm here. Back in New York running the show is your boy Bocce Ball with Mafia on top of everything. And on our updates this evening in New York City, Darwin, don't call me Ron Zook. So we got a huge show for you tonight. Later, Chris D'Amino at 740 West, 1040 East. 840 West, 1140 East. Jim McBride of the Boston Globe. He's at the Super Bowl talking about the Patriots. He covers them for a living. Nice gig if you can get it. Also, Mike Grotzky, the VP of Marketing for William Hill. That's my good friend, Willie Hill, who all day long and all week long I've been taking money from, making my bets. Fat stacks in my pocket. All the girls love Uncle Futrelli.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
All right, it's all happening Sunday in Atlanta, LA, New England. PharrellOnTheBench.com will have you ready. The best picks, the best props. Go get it. What are you waiting for? Plus all the NBA college rack over the weekend. NHL, boxing, Kovalev fight. There's a UFC fight night. Daily Fantasy. Sign up today. Everybody's doing it. They won't admit it. Hide the money you make from your wife. Also, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-2124. CBS is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. I saved money. I thought that meant something to you. Wherever I may go. Dun, 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 dun. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my privilege and honor to introduce my good friend, my dear friend from Las Vegas. He's an institution here in Sin City at the Four Queens. On Tuesday through Saturday nights, there is only one, the legend, the spirit of the king, my friend Steve Conley, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Give it up. Here we go.
Oh, look out, baby. I'm ready to come get you.
All right, Elvis.
Well, now since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Oh, it's down at the end of Lola Street. Highbury Hotel, I feel so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. Oh, I'm so lonely, I could die.
One more.
Well, now if your baby leave you, you got a tale to tell. Well, then take a walk down Lola Street. Highbury Hotel, I feel so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. Oh, I'm so lonely, I could die.
One more.
Yeah, now, well, my tears keep flowing. Well, a desk clerk dressed in black. Well, she'll be so long on the Lola Street. They'll never ever look back. I'll be so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. Well, I'm so lonely, I could die.
All right, let's do another one. Here we go. We always like to do a set with the spirit of the king. One song's not enough. We got to do several.
Are you ready? Well, there's one for the money, two for the show. Three to get ready now. Go, go, go. But don't you step on my blues red shoes. Oh, you do anything but lay off of my blues red shoes. Well, you knock me down, stab on my face, slander my name all over the place. Doing a thing that you want to do. Honey, lay off of my shoes. Don't you stab on my blue red shoes. Oh, you do anything but lay off of my blue red shoes. You know the word?
Come on.
Blue, blue, my blue red shoes. Blue, blue, my blue red shoes, baby. Blue, blue, my blue red shoes. Blue, blue, my blue
red shoes.
You can do anything but lay off of my blue red shoes. Well, there's one for the money, two for the show,
three to get ready and go,
go, go. But don't you
step on my blue red shoes.
Oh, you do anything but lay off of my blue red shoes.
Come on now.
Blue, blue, and blue sweat shoes. Blue, blue, my blue sweat shoes. Blue, blue, my blue sweat shoes. Blue, blue, my blue sweat shoes. Now you can do anything but lay off of my blue sweat shoes.
Yeah. That's a very strong effort right there, Elvis. Spirit of the King. You know he's got another one for us.
Let's do a love song. You guys
right.
A love song?
I love love songs. Spirit of the King, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me see. Can you turn my guitar and my headphone? I'm hearing it. You hearing it? You hearing
yeah,
it?
I hear it.
Can you hear it out here? One, two. Oh, wait a second. what's going on, baby? What's going on? I lost my headset. Wait a second.
Can't
Love
have
Me
that.
Tender. You guys want to hear Love Me Tender?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Something pretty.
From Las Vegas.
Love Me Tender. Love me sweet, never let me go home. Well, you have made my life complete,
and I love you. So love me tender, love me true. All of my dreams fulfill for my darling. I love you.
Right there, ladies and gentlemen, the spirit of the king. Give it up for him now. You got one more in you, baby. Here we go.
Look out. Hey, baby, how you doing?
All right. We're in Las Vegas.
Bless my soul, what's wrong with me? Feeling me like a man on a fuzzy tree. Friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. My hands are shaking and my knees are weak. Hands seem to stand on my whole 2 feet. Who do you think when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. What's on my mind? Little mixed up, but I feel fine. I met a girl I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death. She touched my hand with a chill I got. Lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Hell yeah, well, I'm all shook up. Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah. That is a strong effort. Give it up for the spirit of the king, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. Show him some love over here. All right, I got to ask you, Carver High, what do you think?
Now, before he goes, he's outstanding. He's always outstanding. He does a tremendous job. Now, as we know, the spirit of the king is also a huge New England Patriot fan.
That's right.
Unfortunately. So are you going to come here tonight and you're going to sell us, of course. You got a blowout, I'm sure, Patriots by
20. What do you got on Sunday?
How much are we going to win by?
Now, in the playoffs so far, I've only lost one game. As far as my picks, I lost the Bears game. That's because I'm listening to you.
I hit that game.
Steve's on fire.
I lost the Bears game. But let me tell you, as far as I think, it could go either way. I'm hoping, because I'm a Patriot fan, my very first big gig was halftime for the New England Patriots. I sang Jailhouse Rock back in 1995. With cheerleaders dressed up as.
That was the night they got whacked by the Packers.
It was way back. Game. It was actually before.
That was a great one.
It was 2 years before that. It was like when I was a little kid. That was so. I owe a lot to the Patriots. I was able to carry that.
So do you think they're going to win the game?
I think they're going to win the game. I think Tom Brady and I think Bill Belichick will figure out how to avoid. They'll do what they did to Bosa and Ingram. If you look at the Charger game, you thought that the Chargers were going to run up the middle, and they did not. So I'm just thinking that, I don't know, though. Last year I thought the Patriots were going to win and the Eagles won, so it was crazy.
Yeah, but you can't have two losses in a row.
If you told me last year that Brady would not punt, and he would throw for the most yards ever and still lose.
And fumble at the end of the game.
It really was a shame, wasn't it?
It really was a shame.
It was so tough to watch.
It was tough. It was,
it really
but
was.
When you're there half of your life, you know, Carver, when it's when... 9 out of 18, and he's only played
right.
17 years.
How long have you been in Vegas now, Steve?
I've been in Vegas 23 years.
Wow.
When I moved to Vegas, we were in the Super Bowl with the Packers.
And how long have you been doing the show at the Four Queens?
I've been at the Four Queens for 5 years. I was at this hotel right here when it was the Fitzgeralds. I did almost 3,500 shows at this hotel right here.
Wow.
Where did you do it? In that theater over there?
That theater over there. I built that theater.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So Tuesday through Saturday nights, and the show's at?
The show is 9 p.m., 9 p.m., Tuesday through Saturday. Thankfully, we're off Sunday so I can watch football. And we've been there 5 years, and I hope to be there, retire. You know, I was at the MGM Grand. I did 3,000 shows there as well. I've been basically performing as Elvis in Vegas for 23 years.
Well, let's give it up for the spirit of the king. A great job tonight, Steve Conley. You go see him at the Four Queens. Check him out. I think you really like him. And tomorrow night he has a show. Tonight as well. So if you want to go over there, just go to the box office and get tickets. Steve, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure, brother. I love you.
How about if anybody wants to go over there and they mention your name tonight, we'll give you a half-price ticket.
There you go. If you go to the Four Queens tonight to see Steve, half-price ticket if you mention Pharrell on the bench. There you go. Steve, thanks so much, buddy. Great job.
Thank you so much,
man. Always a pleasure. We always love having the Spirit of the King on the show when I come out to Vegas every year for the Super Bowl. Thanks so much, Steve. I love you, brother. All right, we'll go back to New York. We'll come back 855-212-4227 later this hour. Chris D'Amino at 40 past the hour from 680 The Fan. He's in Atlanta at the Super Bowl. Later, Jim McBride also in Atlanta from the Boston Globe. And Mike Grodzki is here from William Hill. He'll be on the show as well. A lot happening as Pharrell on the bench, and this is CBS Sports Radio.
This is Pharrell on the bench.
All right, we're back in Vegas at the D. We're in the View Bar in the second floor. And this is our last show here this week. We're out of here after tonight in terms of doing the show. So I hope you get to catch the show. If you're around downtown on Pharrellmont Street, stop in. We're upstairs, second floor of the D at the View Bar. It's packed in here. It's rocking. It's a good scene. Thanks again to the Spirit of the King for playing a set with us. That was cool. Super Bowl 53 is finally here this Sunday. McVay says Gurley is 100%. Do you believe that? Do you believe it?
I think he's 1,000%. He's going to have a huge game. They've been playing around with this thing. He's ready to go. I think he's going to have 100 yards, 2 touchdowns, and he's going to walk away with the MVP trophy.
Anthony Davis's father doesn't want AD in Boston, saying after what they did to Isaiah Thomas, it shows the organization has no loyalty. And reports continue to surface that he wants to play for the Lakers. He also has respect for the Knicks for some reason.
That's Kyrie has the respect.
I mean, there isn't. Like, I live in New York, and no one respects the Knicks. I mean, is there a person alive that respects the Knicks? Seriously.
No.
I think it is so hilarious when I hear that Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant are going to come to the Knicks. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You really do have to be kidding.
No shot.
I mean, they have been hot trash, landfill garbage for 25 years. I mean, they had one good year, and they still lost in the playoffs when they won 54 games with your boy Melo. They screwed him, too.
Lost to the Pacers, right?
Lost to the Pacers. I don't believe a word of it. Kyrie Irving gets cheers at the Garden tonight after saying this morning, asked me July 1st when asked about his commitment to Boston and shifted that he respects the Knicks. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Future Hall of Famer Julius Peppers announces his retirement. I think he played like 17 seasons.
Correct.
The Jazz and Grizzlies have had trade talks for Mike Conley. Wade and Dirk Nowitzki added to the All-Star game rosters. Neither one of them should be in that All-Star game, but it's like it's a sentimental thing.
It's a send-them-off. They're both done after this year. I got no problem with it. That game sucks anyway, so what's the difference? Have those two guys go in there and play.
A huge trade in the NHL. The Penguins trade Derek Brassard and Riley Sheehan and draft picks to the Florida Panthers for Nick Bugstad and Jared McCann, who they'll have under control for about 4 years.
I love this deal for the Penguins. I think Bugstad's a really good player. I'm surprised that Florida gave up on him already. Typical Panthers, as always. Bugstad will be really good for the Penguins.
Let's go to Jay in Providence. You're on CBS Sports Radio. You got to pull him up, Mafia. Here we go.
Bro.
What's happening?
I'm a big fan.
Thanks, dude.
Can I get a shot of Fireball and a beer?
Absolutely. Shot of beer, hemp and iron, shot of beer, puke.
A shake-a-doo.
Oh, shake-a-doo.
That's what's up. No, listen, I'm watching James Harden play right now, and he's absolutely changing the game. Like, I'm a big fan of him, but at the same time, like, you can't call a foul when there's no foul.
He gets fouled when he sleeps at night. he shoots 20 free throws a night when he's in bed, and he's got a little half semi-wood going. He's got a little, you know, he's snoring. He's just chilling the most. And then he gets to the foul line 20 times before he wakes up. I get up four times a night to go to the bathroom. He's shooting free throws. I'm going to the bathroom like four. And when I do it, I'm like, I cuss. When I have to go to the bathroom at 3, 4, 5 in the morning and multiple trips to the bathroom, the entire time I'm doing it, I'm cussing because I'm not sleeping. I'm like, I cannot believe I'm standing here for Rellen. You'll see what happens, Jay. When you hit your 50s and 60s, it's all over. You just, all kinds of bad things start happening. Harden, I think that pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? Let's send it back to New York and our buddy Darwin Zook.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, my guy up here at the bar, at the View Bar in Vegas, he's rocking a $100,000 ticket on the Rockets tonight. I mean, you got to have some stones to bet $100,000 on an NBA game on a Friday night. I mean, that is rock star status.
I'm with you, brother.
He loves William Hill. So they're up 10 right now, and I bet 20 on it. He bet 100,000. All right, Chris Domino's our good friend from 680 The Fan in Atlanta, and he's been on my show forever through the years, and I figured who better to talk to about the Super Bowl in Atlanta than one of Atlanta's finest. How you doing, Chris?
Doing well, Scott. How about you?
Well, I'm in Vegas, so I think that should cover it. Anyway, you know what I mean? I'm just always where the action is. So how is Atlanta holding up for this this weekend, and how everything's been going this week down there?
Yeah, so far so good. I mean, you know this town. We do music well, eat pretty well, we drink pretty well. We don't win very well, but in terms of all the stuff around it, this town's got it. You know, it's good food, good drink, good music, good entertainment. When the weather is right, and it certainly is easy to get around the way it was last night going into today and hopefully the rest of the weekend, city's putting on a pretty good face. Now, I get a little bit nervous. We got people coming on the show today saying, hey, this is going great. And I'm like, let's get till Monday morning. You know, we've had a lot of bad moments in this town, both on the field and off. And look, I'm really hoping my whole thing this week was come Monday morning when everybody's getting on their planes, getting the hell out of town, let's just hope they all turn around and go, this is pretty good. We got a chance. So far, so good this week.
So the Mercedes is an incredible stadium. We've talked a lot about it. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I mean, we've talked this week on the show and on my Pharrell and the Bets podcast on Westwood One about that, you know, Falcons game with the Patriots. It was the most incredible thing I think I ever saw, that they blew that game to me. They should have a Lombardi trophy down there, and they should be wearing rings, and Brady stole it from them. It is absolutely unthinkable to me that happened.
Yeah, and everybody keeps saying, well, how do you get over that? Well, you don't. You know, it'd be nice if you tell me they won a Super Bowl 2 years from now. That doesn't take away what happened a couple of years back. You know, it's historical. And we'll never see that again in our lifetimes. We'll see leads blown. You just won't see it on that kind of display with 100-plus million people or whatever the hell the number is watching. And you got to eat it. I mean, it just really stinks on so many levels. There were so many things you go back and say, I know I went to the press conference on Tuesday, and my biggest problem was, along with everything else, why are you snapping a ball with 11 seconds left on the play clock, you know, multiple times? And if you just start adding 10 seconds here, 9 seconds there, 8 seconds there, I don't know what would have happened, but you certainly made it a little bit easier. And, Scott, this is God's honest truth. I was in Houston, first half, three quarters, people are coming up to me saying, I can't believe it, congratulations, you guys are going to have a parade on Tuesday. God is my witness. They start moving the media down, and we're watching a fourth quarter in basically a holding area with big-screen TVs. When they were still up a touchdown, I had the same people coming up to me going, now the Falcons are still winning this game. I had people come up to me going, sorry, man, it's over. Sorry about that. They knew what was going to happen. Like, they knew as that game was marching towards, is this really going to happen? Whether they knew the history of Atlanta or they knew the history of the Patriots or whatever the hell it was, those same people who had said, I can't believe this, Falcons are going to win a Super Bowl and they're going to beat New England, still down a score, people were saying, hey, man, sorry about this. Like, you could just smell it. You could just, whatever the order was, if this is going to be that game that's going to be talked about for a long time, no doubt about it, it played out that way. And like I said, for a couple of years, you got to eat it. I did see my first yesterday 28-3 T-shirt. Guy had it made. He was ready to wear it in the city of Atlanta. He did. And that's you can get angry, you can get frustrated, but at the end of the day, it's exactly what it was. It was a 25-point lead in the biggest game of all time.
So what do you think of the fact that, you know, Brady's he's your worst nightmare, and that he's playing in a Super Bowl in Atlanta again, and that this guy's in every Super Bowl every year? I mean, literally, it's like every year. I mean, it's got to make people down there sick to their stomachs, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Look, Boston wins. You know, at the end of the day, it's really hard to congratulate a team that had they not had any history with this team, you just would have been tired of it. Now you just, I mean, it's a Rams town. We did an event last night, had a couple of thousand people there, and it's there are no Rams fans here. I think I saw two Rams jerseys today as I was leaving Radio Row. But I got to tell you, the city of Atlanta, 3,000 miles away with no rooting interest other than just make sure that those guys don't win another one. This is a Rams town. So the fact that it's Brady and the fact that it's New England, you know, everybody was saying the worst nightmare would have been New Orleans and New England. And I swear to God, if that happened, it would have been a Patriots town. So now at least you get to choose the lesser of the evils, and it's rooting for the Rams to beat the Patriots. And look, as close as it was to having New Orleans, the concept and idea of the New Orleans Saints practicing up at Flowery Branch over the course of a week and using a facility and getting ready to try to win a Super Bowl, the second one in their history, doing it here in town, I got to tell you, it would have been easy if you would have said Patriots-Saints. It just would have been let the Patriots win, not let the Saints get a second Super Bowl.
So Chris D'Amino with us from Atlanta at the Super Bowl. Do you how do you think the game's going to go? For you know, we saw the Eagles beat them last year. Nick Foles was incredible, catching TD passes and you know, winning the MVP, and no one could even believe it. They roughed up Brady. Do you think the Rams will be able to rough up Brady?
So, you know, it's eight games. He's taken five sacks in the last eight games. And it's funny, we talked to a whole bunch of people this week, and he's getting rid of the ball, and 2.5 seconds is the number that everybody's talking about because that's what he's getting rid of at. At 41, you can't get really any better, but you can get smarter. The smarter play is make sure your offensive line knows that this is the guy, this is the way that we win, and he's getting rid of the football. You know, I'd love to see Aaron Donald be the MVP of this thing. You know, Grady Jarrett, think about this, Scotty. Grady Jarrett had three sacks in that game 2 years ago. He would have been the MVP of the game. There would have been a defensive MVP, and it would have been a guy knocking a crap out of Tom Brady multiple times. Aaron Donald, with all due respect to Grady Jarrett, is a good player. Aaron Donald's a great player. I just don't know if, you know, Tom Brady's going to be in the pocket long enough or get mushed into, whether it's Sue or Donald, into those types of moments. And look, at 41, you don't want that guy to have to run for his life because he's just not capable. But he really hasn't had to. I mean, think about this. Eight sacks in the last five games. That's absurd in today's NFL. And it's not like he's dropping back 11 times a game. This isn't Bob Greasy. You know, Brady's thrown it a pretty good amount. They've had the football 43, 44 minutes in the last couple of playoff games because he's had enough time. You saw the number, 20 of 33 on third down. I mean, that's an ungodly, ridiculous. Just when you think you have me, you don't. And it's really because the offensive line has been that good. So I was hoping for it. I was wishing for it. Maybe you send a guy from the light tower every once in a while to try to get him. I just don't think their game plan is to let him sit back there long enough to have that happen.
Have you ever seen anything like Edelman and Gronkowski, how they make these huge catches
No.
and never drop the ball?
No. You know, it's funny because Julio Jones would have been his catch in that Super Bowl would have been the play of that game had they figured out. People kind of forget. Go look at that Edelman catch on third down in that game. I mean, it's just it's one of those where you go, this is freakish. And when all of a sudden you think you know, you're carrying a bag of crap in your back pocket instead of a horseshoe, which is how it feels sometimes in Atlanta, that's the type of play that guys are making. And somebody said this week, you know, is Edelman a Hall of Famer? It's sort of like that Robert Horry thing. You know, Robert Horry's not a Hall of Famer, but they should, you know, probably have his picture in the Hall of Fame and say that this guy does things to absolutely rip your heart out. Edelman's the same way, and it's been a hell of a career. For a guy who was a quarterback in college, it's ridiculous that this guy has done this at this level. He's not a Hall of Famer, but he's one of those guys that you look at and you go, it's not a coincidence that this guy's got a multiple rings, and it's not a coincidence that Tom Brady wants to go to this guy in any big moment. And there was no bigger moment than a third down play 2 years ago, and it's just absurd that a guy who was not thought of, didn't really have a position trying to make an NFL roster, all of a sudden is a guy that, you know, on any given play, Scott, any given play, that guy can move a chain and get you a first down.
Do you think White will have a big game like he seems to almost every week?
Yeah, you know what's crazy? It's really funny because we talk about how do you get rid of it in 2.5 seconds? Well, you throw the ball 15 times to a back. He's got two games, Scott. This is God's honest truth. He's got two games where he has more than 13 or 14 receptions in a playoff game. Jerry Rice doesn't have one. And I'm not telling you he's Jerry Rice. I'm just talking about your ability to use him. If he doesn't have 8 catches, 9 catches, I'll be shocked. You know, you're in Vegas. The under-over's on some of these things. I don't know what his catch total is. But if it's not that, I would jump on the over because there's no reason to get away from that. And, you know, people talk about McVay and what's he doing offensively. Have you read or seen what they do? Like, it's a copycat league. He's actually pulled his offense in closer to the middle of the field instead of four wides and spreads. They actually bunch it up a little bit more. And his whole thing, McVay says that if we pick the right play in a given moment with those types of formations, closer, not wider, we will have a play around end or three that will get us big gains, if not a touchdown. And I don't know if the rest of the league is going to do it, but in a world where everybody says four wides and let's go, let's dump it all over because the league allows that, what they've done is they've pulled it in. And the C.J. Anderson story is crazy. But what it's done is I just think that you're nervous about somebody getting outside on either side. And C.J. Anderson has found his way to big, not only 100 yards, but he's found his way to big first downs too.
Do you think, you know, with that press coverage that they have, because I think their secondary is sickening. Their man coverage is as good as anybody's, if you ask me. How do you think Cooks and Woods will do against that? And there's no Cooper Kupp and things like
no.
this. They've got all these other guys. But do you think they'll be able to accomplish anything against that Pats secondary?
Yeah, look, at the end of the day, you know, Bruschi and Ty Law and Ronnie Harrison, Seymour, they've won. You know, they could be 0-8, they could be 8-0, and they are what they are right now. You know, they're 5-3 in Super Bowls, but everyone has been played close. I think their defensive guy, whoever it is, and pick, because it certainly has been a few guys over the 8 Super Bowls, somebody's going to make a play. Now, Cooks to me is really the interesting one because that's the guy that you say, if anybody's going to find a moment behind people or get past people, it's him. It's just it doesn't seem like Belichick's defense gives that up. And, you know, the other number, it's 8 Super Bowls. Have you heard this? 8 Super Bowls, the Patriots have 3 points in the first quarter. They've gone 7 Super Bowls without scoring a point in the first quarter. You'd think that's impossible, but you realize they're not going to go in the middle of the ring and throw haymakers with you. They're not going to make a mistake. They're going to wait for you. I can't even fathom that a Tom Brady team 8 times in a moment like this has only scored 3 points. But it doesn't matter. Like, they want to shorten up the game and make it a 3-quarter game. They're going to beat you because you're either going to beat yourself or they're – every Super Bowl they've won, they've had a defensive moment or two where you go, God, dog, that is how you win a football game. Brady will win an MVP, but somebody on defense is going to do something. It might not be a star defense anymore, but McCourty's maybe the likely guy on the back end. I will guarantee you if the New England Patriots win, guarantee it, there's going to be a moment that you go, well, that was a pretty good play on offense. This is the play on defense that helps swing it.
So I got 30 seconds respectfully. How do you think it's going to play out?
Yeah, I heart says Rams, head says Patriots. I think it's going to be played to 30 or 31, and I just think that helps New England. I'd hope the Rams could play this game into the 30s. I don't think you can play this game in the 20s. 31-24, the Patriots win, and it's going to gall me, and it's going to be another duck boat parade, and I think we all suffer for it.
Right, right. And let me ask you, I got 15 seconds. Who do you think the Patriots will play in next year's Super Bowl?
Well, look, at the end of the day, there's not an easier way to get to the postseason than winning the AFC East. And everybody gets angry about that. They're in large part the reason that it's happened. But, geez, wouldn't it be nice if somebody in the AFC East actually had a type of year that challenged the team and at least make their road difficult? Maybe not give them an off week. Maybe not give them a home game. For the love of Christ, will somebody in that division do something so the team doesn't have every chance that they seem to have?
All right, listen, I love you, Domino. Great
Thank
stuff,
you,
man.
Guys.
All the best. Say hi to everybody down in Hot Town for me.
I will.
You're the man.
You're the best. Listen, enjoy Vegas. I know you will.
All right, my man, Chris Domino in Atlantis. For all the bands, we're at the D Casino in Sin City.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.